यदि मनसा वाचा चक्षुर्भ्याम श्रवणादिभि नश्वरं गृह्यमाणं च विद्धि माया मनोमयम्। Yes, that which hidden, this word, manasa, by the mind, vacha, by speech, chakshubhyam, by the eyes, shravana adibhi, by the ears and the senses, shravana adibhi, I'm sorry. Nashwaram, temporary, Gariyamanam, that which is being accepted or perceived, Cha, and Vidhi, you should know, Maya, Manahamayam, is only imagined to be real by the influence of Maya. How nice it is. This opens our eyes. Because whatever we see, whatever we perceive maybe, is manomayam, by mind and speech and other senses. So all imagine to be real by the influence of Maya. Your gold is not real. So leave the ring here. Just like dog. Man, this is the point. I'm telling you the truth.
But my beauty is not real.
Well, but you don't need, so somebody must need. You did. Intelligence is there. Crochet intelligence.
Crooked
intelligence. I mean to say, no, this is sexual unmilitamene. It's forced open the eyes. Otherwise we are all thinking that this building is real. This land is real. How much power do you still give us? He had nothing in his hand. The land is already in our possession. The land which we are talking about with him, he is under the impression that land is not in the earth. And he thinks that he is owner. Whereas we have already possessed the land. The thing is that apart from this unreality of the whole thing, again the pride is there, which makes us blind. Light forces the living entities to be completely blind. I do. Reality we don't understand. If reality everybody understands, there won't be any battles or wars or misunderstanding, nothing at all. This verse is beautiful. Yadidam manasa vacha. Yadidam manasa vacha. Chakshurbhyam shravanadivi. And then again, Nashwaram griyamanancha. Griyamanancha means I have already accepted as truth. This is griyamanam. And this is Nashwaram. What is the meaning of Nashwaram? It is
temporary.
Very temporary. Nashwaram means not only temporary, but destructible. Nashwar. There is the meaning. Temporary is wrong meaning. It's not temporary. It's all completely vanishing. And yesterday I thought, so far I was thinking that the glass, you know, glass piece, what deterioration is there? Unless it is broken. Glass is glass. But yesterday we learned that our glass is glass there on the car, but it is dead. Surprised to know that. Means deterioration is non-stop in this material world. That is Nashvara. Mundi is getting old day by day. I am not.
Why not?
That is the way. Gariyamananchu. Yeah, no, I only see others. Me, I don't. He said, Murli is passing away. But my case is fish. No, I will be here all the time. Who is going to conduct this? He said, our pride makes us completely ignorant and blind. That is the thing. If only we can remember these words and try to arrange our activities, it will be very nicely. Everywhere it will be Nandanvan, Gokula, Vaikuntha. There won't be any trouble at all. But we think that we are the owners. I have my bungalow, I am going to be in bungalow for all the time. Nothing worse. Nothing worse. Really, just meditate on it. Yadidam manasa vacha. By mind and by speech. The chakshurbhyam. What is chakshurbhyam? The eyes. Shravanadivi. Then hearing, touch, etc. All the senses. Nashvaram, that which is destroyed, which is being destroyed daily. We have taken it as granted that it is real. And that is all manomaya. What is it? Maya.
Maya
manomaya. Viddhi. Viddhi means you must know. Viddhi is the order again. Krishna orders Uddhava. So he pleases. And Uddhava knew everything. Even then Krishna knows that the living entities like us who are living this are still rascals. So yes, he is ordering it. Viddhi. Maya, the mana, maya, and manomayam is only imagined to be real by the influence of maya.
How is this influence?
The
influence of maya, how is it working?
There is nothing I can't hold the lead, but so many people are buying the lead, making the compounds. Nothing we can hold. You are rich. Where is your money? Not on you. There are no bundle of notes. No, they are ringing here. My dear Uddhava. The material universe that you perceive through your mind, speech, eyes, ears, and other senses is as illusory creation that one imagines to be real due to the influence of maya. In fact, you should know that all of the objects, the material senses, are temporary. But this we doesn't digest. We know maybe, but we don't digest it. Because we don't want.
We don't want to understand.
If you digest it means I have to leave my possessions. That I don't want. In any case, I don't want to leave mine.
Condition.
Philosophy can talk.
Yeah,
sure. Blah, blah, blah. All over China, all over America, all over England, all over India, philosophy is going on. But nothing is following. In our temple committees, at least some percentage is there in which you are following. Full is impossible for us. The body is there. But percentage is there. And till that time, the temple committees are surviving. Till this principle is there. Otherwise, temple committees cannot stand. This is the corollary of this. Because the principle is all right. But you go out and not a single person is followed of this. You cannot enter the shop. You have to stand on the counter. To that extent we possess. Houses are completely locked and barred and what not. Can't enter the compound even. What to talk of the house? And the reality is reality. It is all going to be destroyed. The bodies for which we do possess all these things. themselves, every moment, they're going to be destroyed. And then, in order to take comfort that I'm all right, we take the help of the doctors.
Again,
why? Because possessiveness is there. So in order to possess, I must have some shelter. So other shelters cannot work regarding the body. So they think that the medicine will definitely give a long life. And we know now that even those people, they are fed up with the medicines in Western world also. They want to find out some alternative medicine. When somebody took drugs in America, and he is a young boy, hardly 20 years old maybe, and then he was arrested or whatever, sent into mental hospital, drugged and beat again, you know. And you know in mental hospitals, what treatment is there?
Horrible.
Horrible, really?
All patients beat each other.
Huh?
Patients beat each other.
Where they're mental.
Yeah, very bad. Everything is going on.
I don't know. It's
like hell.
Huh?
Hellish situation.
Really?
Same like hell. They urinate on each other. They have sex and they do everything. It's violent.
Can you imagine that? The mockery of the humanity, human existence. Instead, why can't you come to Prabhupada and chant? These boys, since they leave home, they have to move about nearly 45 minutes to collect all the boys. So they perform Harinam. They don't talk nonsense. They don't make noise in the car. If a continuous Harinam is going on. If Harinam is not there, the hell is there already. This is, here also, we can improve the hell, provided we are really genuine about this. But Murli is not genuine. So Murli prefers hell. What to do? Yeah, I don't want your heaven. You manage your Vaikuntha. I want a hell. So now on 23rd, again re-entry into the hell. What to do? Murli is lost case. I mean to say, really if you want to sacrifice, we are not really sacrificing. Everybody is going to be destroyed. However the body you want to pamper, it's not going to survive. It is destructive. So why to pamper it?
Everything.
Just
millions of cells die.
Yeah, and again
they die. They die. Billions.
And again recreated.
Yes.
Otherwise we can survive. I don't know how this process goes on for 80, 90 years.
We don't know what's going on.
It's impossible. Unless he is merciful. And we don't see him. We see anything else. That is Maya. Reality we don't see. So realization is Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samhatma Sadurlava. Everywhere Krishna is there. That is reality. Black sea is also water. Red sea is also water. And the blue sea also is water. But we have divided. Red sea is there, black sea is there. Mediterranean is ours. Mediterranean is mine.
Arabic
is Arabs. Indian Sea ocean is India's. And India is suffering from water. There is no water, man.
That's such a big ocean.
The Indian Ocean. How big Maya is there? Ocean, the owner of the ocean doesn't have water to drink. And then he thinks of, I own land in Rajkot. I'm a big businessman. Yeah. Yesterday, that body is full of stool and urine, covered with all woolen blankets.
Yes.
How are we looking, man? The people who came to see were very happy with kurta.
Yes, everyone was more happy.
Yeah, more happy than he. I don't know what enjoyment he has.
He put four ACs on four sides on. And then he covered all his body. You stop the AC and uncover your body.
And that's it.
It's not logical.
And then he wants to save money.
What is his concern? He was fully covered.
Even a small child can understand.
Take your clothes. Switch off the AC and open the window.
The window, somebody is not going to shoot him through window. And what checking was there? Anybody can take a gun.
Yeah.
Go inside. And as soon as the gun sound is there, other people will run away. They'll shout and scream and go away. They will save themselves. This is peace. It's a great illusion. Very. And he is thinking that I'm spending for my security. So much I'm secure. Reality is completely different. And here is a great show of trees and bridges and cars and this and that. And in the end, there is nothing. Please try to understand these things and come to the terms with your own situation that somehow or the other we have to pass this life in service of Krishna and finish it off. That's it. Otherwise, there is no other better use. As it is, he's going to slip away. Read again the translation. Read.
What is the use of procrastination?
No. There's no need.
What is the use of procrastination?
But we want to prolong. Yeah, I want to prolong. Yesterday that lady who cooked for us, that old lady, when we went, she was telling that my BP is very high, blood pressure. And in the evening she told, because you were here, now BP, there is no BP. See, this is the reality. It's not BP, but there is no. Oh. Jai, what is your name?
My name is Jai.
And what is your father's name?
My father's name is Jan Kumar.
And what is your mother's name?
My mother's name is Meena Parak.
Very good. And what is your grandfather's name?
My grandfather's name is Kanubai Parak.
Very good. And what is your grandmother's name?
My grandmother's name is Kanubai Parak.
Good, good. And how are you? Very good. Then he knows the grandfather's name. In your country they don't know. If they have or not, I don't know. Anyway. It's a small.
Thank you.
See how devotion. You don't have such devotion. This is reality. You are unreal. See the way he takes his own time. This is real education. That's why I thought that instead of running around for the old persons, we should better catch this and we are successful. And the word, our school's name is famous now. So soon we'll have to have the building. And money is coming from Yugoslavia. See, as soon as money is in hypothesis, I will have gold, I will have silver, and suits. How many suits? And Murli discusses Bhagavad. Read. Let them repeat. Translation.
My dear Uddhava, the material universe that you perceive through your mind, speech, eyes, ears, other senses, is in an illusory creation that one imagines to be real due to the influence of Maya. In fact, you should know that all of the objects the material senses are temporary.
Very good. Read the purport.
The question may be raised that since we find good and bad policies throughout the material world, how can Lord Krishna advise Uddhava to see everything equal? In this verse, Krishna explains that material good and evil are a creation of illusory energy, just as the object of a dream are a mental creation. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Vasudeva Saramiti, Lord Krishna is actually everything because he is present within everything and everything. Within everything and everything. He is present within him. Krishna is Sarva Loka Mahesha, the Lord and Procreator of all worlds. To see anything separate from Krishna is an illusion. An attraction to any kind of material illusion, either good or bad, is ultimately useless, since it obliges the living entity to continue wandering in the cycle of birth and death. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching constitute the activities of the five knowledge-gathering senses. Similar, the voice, the hands, the legs, the anus, and the genital constitute the five working senses. These ten senses are organized around the mind, which is the center of material activity. When the living entity desires to explore the matter, he is covered by the three moods of nature. Thus he concocts different philosophical, political and social explanations of reality, but never understand the absolute truth, Lord Krishna, who is beyond the contamination perception of material senses. Contaminated perception of material senses. One who is entangled in a network of material designations such as race, nationality, sectarian religion, political affiliation, etc., is absorbed in the experience of combining his body and the other body with material sense object, thinking that this sense object to be source of happiness and satisfaction. Unfortunately, the entire material world, along with the senses that experience it, is a temporary creation that will be annihilated by the time potency of the Supreme Lord. Despite our foolish hopes and dreams, there is no actual happiness on the material platform. The real truth is not material, nor is temporary. The real truth is called Atma, or eternal soul, and among all eternal souls, one is supreme. It's called the personality of Godhead, in his original form, he is known as Krishna. The knowledge gathering process culminates in perception of the inconceivable, transcendental form of Krishna. One who is not perceiving Krishna and everything in everything, and everything in Krishna is undoubtedly on a platform of mental concoction. In this verse,
this is a very nice sentence. Okay, one.
One who is not perceiving Krishna in everything, and everything in Krishna is undoubtedly on a platform of mental concoction.
Is undoubtedly?
Undoubtedly on the platform of mental concoction.
That's right. It's a concoction we are all in. Mulli is number one. This is the point. The thing is, we are always grappling with the immediate causes. and the, not the remote cause. The immediate cause of supplying water is the government. Government. They have built the dam across Narmada River, then the canals, and put the pipelines. So government thinks that I am the supplier, whereas they are not at all. Unless the dam is full, what the dam they are going to send? Dam is very nice word.
Yeah.
Dam. They all think that because of me, the water is come. They said that the first minister we went to, he was telling that we are supplying water now. When you can't piss even, what to talk of water? There will be blockage in kidney. And finish, your water will not come out.
How will you supply me?
Okay.
You should get it supply yourself.
And not a single hair is black. Did you see that?
It's
complete. And he thinks that, oh, I am supplying the water. drinking water he doesn't have really. And if you don't drink clean water, your kidneys are going to be blocked. How much darkness we are in. And this is illusory energy. Illusory energy is always dark. And that's why we like dark, you know. In Cosmoplex, when everything is closed and everything is dark, they enjoy. They enjoy darkness. And then some light is there and some figures are there. Just keep them busy. Otherwise they will go crazy inside. If the cinema film is not going on, the people will do hellish activities in darkness. That's because unless your mind is diverted, you are going to act in a hellish way. If there wouldn't have been picture, they'll beat each other and they kill each other and they cut each other and what not, you know. The same thing is in the middle of it. So we are really, in this world, the whole universe is a big mental hospital, according to these words. Please remember this. Yadi nam manasa vacha.
Yadi nam manasa vacha.
Yadi nam manasa vacha.
Yadi nam manasa vacha.
Chakshurbhyam.
Chakshurbhyam.
Shravanadibhi. Nashwaram grihyamanancha.
Nashwaram grihyamanancha.
Vidhi.
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 Maya
manoyamayam.
Maya manoyamayam.
It's very easy to remember. Yadi dammanasa vacha.
Yadi dammanasa vacha.
Yadi dammanasa vacha.
Yadi dammanasa vacha.
Chakshurbhyam. Shravanadibhi.
Chakshurbhyam Shravanadibhi.
Chakshurbhyam Shravanadibhi.
Chakshurbhyam Shravanadibhi.
Nashwaram. This is main quality. This whole thing which is perceived by ten senses and mind is all Nashwaram. Destructible. It doesn't have any existence. There is a Nashwaram. And Grahyamanancha, I have taken it as a reality. How much we are misguided by this, that we have to judge. This, as soon as you are consumed by these things, then you won't behave all right. Your behavior is completely wrong. Your thinking is wrong. And thinking is completely opposite to the effect. There is the effect is that nothing is going to survive. So maybe something is in our hand, so we do good, as much good as possible. That is the way. But we don't really come to these terms. It's very difficult to understand. Very difficult to understand. Why can't this go into your head? Come on, Mali. Tell me your experience.
Because I think I'm still this body.
Huh?
Because I think I'm still this body.
This body reality means body's possessions are yours. And that's why I'm telling you, leave the gold here. My point is only one. Your ring should not go with you. The thing is, at the moment I don't have any other attention at all. The thing is not only this, but we go so many places we visit. Everywhere the ahankar is there. Everywhere. Everywhere. Yesterday is this personified ahankar. Yesterday is this personified.
Mahankar.
Otherwise everywhere. You know, shopkeeper. He is the ahankar. This in my field nobody should enter.
This is mine.
Or house. Particularly the big houses. Whole house is empty. There is nobody.
Yes.
Two dogs are running. And even then nobody is allowed. There are so many things which we are following because of this misunderstanding of this whole situation. And misunderstanding is so high that we spread the miseries everywhere. Misery is misery. This is really like misery. There was one shopkeeper in one rich person in Dwarka. So he had a shop, big shop here. So he had a nice frontage. Nice frontage he had. Shop frontage, you know. So his manager told him that why can't we have two shops here in the frontage? We can collect more rent. So he gave a very nice answer. He said, don't teach me how to earn money. His manager was getting clever, thinking that his boss would be pleased because he's showing the way to make money. He said, see, this front is open at the moment, so plenty of pilgrims are coming here, and in sunshine, the powerful sun is there. So we have shade here. So they take rest here till we are taking lunch. Shop is closed. So this rest is more important to me than the money. Do you understand? He thought about the pilgrims. But he knew that maybe he may earn something more. But then their rest will be sacrificed. So for him the rest was... This is somewhere the spark of realization is there. But it's not the whole life is sacrificed. Only part, yeah. But there is something. And that is, this pious land is there. The whole of Bharatvarsh, whole of India is a pious land. So there is always some feeling for the others. Otherwise in another land, there are no feelings for others.
Spoke about equal vision. There cannot be equal vision if ahankar is one.
Yeah. What was it? Ahankar means I want to earn more.
How can
and no, not only that, but the governments are going completely crazy. Yeah. The taxation is so very high that now people are forced to work, find out sources of income. Yeah. And they will do anything. Now they have to pay the taxes. So this is the point. Formerly, king was benevolent. They were always taking advice of Rishi. That's what Jashuvati told him yesterday. But he just went over his head.
He was saying something, philosophy.
He said, philosophy nivadne. I don't want to hear philosophy.
I don't want to hear.
This is dead for him. This philosophy is dead for him. There's ahankar. He said, I am Rishi, I am king.
He said that.
Yeah. He thinks that he is a Rishi. He is not married. I mean, dog also doesn't marry. That means the dog is Rishi. But unmarried is not a qualification. This is the thing. We find out some qualification to be proud. But I am not unmarried. I am very honest. 4 ACs around. How can you be honest?
4
ACs.
All over
all. Oh, yeah. What's it? Jai. Nikhil have paisa kama? Kamani kare jantu? Kamani kare?
I am Raja.
Adil. Amas Raja. And Dharana Divas Se. Kev Che. Sarujan. Karo Ruganda Dishat. Tarukai Nadi. Isn't it covered? Tarukai Nadi. એ સમજાવી છે આ લોકો કે આપનું કોઈ છે નહીં અને ભગવાનનું બધું છે. હરી માને નહીં કે મારી પલ્સર મારી, બીજું બધું ભગવાનનું. ધ થિંગ ઇઝ હી ઇઝ કોન્ટ્રાક્ટર. હી સેઝ ધેટ મોટરસાયકલ ઇઝ માઇન, rest of it is Krishna's.
Only
one motorcycle.
He's good.
No. He's satisfied. Honest.
One day he will get rid of bike.
And he has his own way to obtain the bike also. Very costly bike he has. He's his own way. The thing is that because we have the body, so we are given some concession to possess something. But that is minimum. Minimum is the word. Murli wants maximum. How many fruits you have?
5, 6.
Six. And you are not putting all the fruits together.
The same
time, no. But even then we want to have.
Yes. Possess.
Possess. And excessive possession increases kapha. That is Ayurvedic principle. In Ayurvedic it is clearly written that all this behavior, the behavior which is anti-Bhagavatam, is the cause of our deterioration. But we are fortunate enough that we may have inabilities. But most of the time we are out.
How to balance money? You need money. Money is must.
Must. No, that is what...
Because at that, no, I'm, to be, how to function?
No, but see, as I told you, the government is wrong.
Yes.
We are not fit for this democracy. There must be one king. So one king, how much he is going to spend? One family could be very nicely maintained. Then all this to be maintained. And every time the new lord comes, they are hungry. So people go on feeding everybody. And they don't have anything to be paid. That's all. But whatever he is, he is. So even this situation also, only chanting will relieve us. Chanting Krishna's names will relieve the... Somewhere there Krishna arranges.
This excessive
attention. Excessive attention. Somewhere the other we have to do it. And because we are in need, the medical expenses are very high. So many things are there. So we don't know really how much we are in trouble. And that's why we try to collect
more and more.
And collection always kills us. Unless it is used for Krishna. Otherwise collection is very bad. Hoarding is very bad unless it is used for Krishna. everything purifies. But otherwise it's not. The money which we are spending to come to India is really worth. So here, before you don't get anything, even then you get sunshine. Climate. Yes. Now you have, so many times you have come here. As soon as you land here, as if you have nothing to worry about. Come and your condition is not that good. I mean to say economically also. But even then you are managing. Everywhere. And nicely. So those who are nicely replaced there should try to put this principle into place. At least to get relieved. They should visit this place. And those who can, they should never leave this place. And at least, to some extent, we should try to put this principle. Is 100% true. Now, how much true you can put into practice depends upon your condition, and to that percentage, you will have happiness or misery. If you don't follow, miserable condition. And we are always seen under the name of our relations or all friends or acquaintances, we always find out some soft corner. Soft corner. I mean to say, we want to associate with the people wherein we can get some love. Love. Loving attitude. Every living entity is hankering after loving attitude. Every, without fail. And that is also very true in the domain of Krishna also. When I was just going to Bombay, before even we had started Dwarka, I was visiting Bombay temple, and these boys will come to me. This and our Vaishnava group is a group. And the whole group is now with me nearly. They are scattered here and there. And these two are exceptions. And since they came, they were beaming from beaming. They were telling that we are going to stay. So I didn't believe them. But eventually, now after 12 years, it is the fact. And it's only talking